Colin Dixon with End Screen Media, and I'm speaking with SphereX CEO and co-founder Teresa Phillips. Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you.
And you have, SphereX is quite a new company. So why don't you tell us about SphereX, and then we'll get into some exciting new technology that you're bringing to the market.
So SphereX originally was a business unit of a larger company. We spun it off about 3 years ago. And so it focuses on media and entertainment. And around people know us for being experts at global metadata and able to track it through the supply chain with unique IDs in 45 languages all across the world. We offer storefront monitoring across 55 stores worldwide and on multiple platforms, set-top boxes and OTT and mobile, et cetera, just for store compliance. And then the big part of our business is local age ratings and advisories with an emphasis on culture. So essentially, we help content providers and distributors and platforms help them culture fit their content for any market in the world.
So culturalization, that's very different to internationalization, right?
That's right. I mean, culturalization, it's kind of a new concept. It is under the umbrella of internationalization. But what we know in the industry is localization, really, which is about how do you adapt your content for a specific environment? So it's more technology, legal, language requirements around a particular geographical area. So it's localization. The distinction with culturalization is it's about people. It's about how do you adapt your content to be in compliance with and to be meaningful for people's culture, their belief systems, their value systems, and their overall culture.
Very good. So, and this is really fascinating because obviously right now what we're seeing is two things. We're seeing peak TV, explosion of TV content availability. And the second most important thing, of course, is globalization of media. We have now many services that stretch across many, many different territories. So there is obviously a very high demand now for this type of help. So why don't you talk about how does your culturalization service help a content provider get its content into new market?
So as you were saying, with just the explosive growth, we kind of put them in two categories, right? There's one where the original content providers that are largely the direct-to-consumer platforms or the studios who are creating original content that's high production value, high value content. And the second group are distributors and platforms who are largely episodic content that are relicensing content that may have been distributed in other markets, say distributed in the US or UK via television. And now that it's going out to say Australia on Samsung or Brazil or Mexico, other territories. And so that's characterized by, large libraries, tens of thousands of titles that have been previously exhibited so that there is some market signal around that. But for us, the important thing is from a culture standpoint, is to really understand what is in the title, like whether it's violence, nudity, sexuality, those classifiable elements, if you will, that actually drive the age ratings and drive the culture fit.
So talk to us about how you actually do that, because it's, first of all, you have a massive database which informs you about what the bar is, what the standards are in some 245 territories around the world, right?
Right. So yeah, so we provide age ratings for like 246 territories, and it's about 195 countries. And so this is the result of about a decade's worth of work in terms of understanding the laws, the child exploitation laws, the content classification, the censorship, religion, economies. We've developed this proprietary technology as well as methodologies around cultural distance and measuring distance between one culture and another. But we've synthesized all that knowledge and codified it and embedded it into systems in order to scale, right? So we used to do this in a very manual way, but now we've finally have our AI and machine learning systems available that help us expedite that.
So give us a quick thumbnail of how you actually do the classification.
Sure. So what we do is we will screen the content, whether it's the humans who screen it or the AI systems, and we seek to identify what we call cultural events. And then we examine the context around those events. So the context from a human perspective is, like violence, for instance, is there a relationship between the perpetrator and the victim, you know, what is the intent? What is the outcome? What is the intensity? What is the setting? You know, is it incidental to the plot? Is it the main character? All those things are really important in different countries in terms of how content is perceived. And then when you translate that into a system, right, the systems measure things like, when you look at the events, it measures things like the frequency of an F word, the distance between something, you know, two events, you know, and the distance, the recency, the frequency, the distance, and all those, the intensity measures the intensity of it. And so then after we identify these events, then we have other systems then that analyze all that information and classify it and provide the appropriate advisories for every country.
Right. And that allows you to set the age appropriate ratings for each of those territories and any other ratings that they require, right?
That's correct. It allows us to, first of all, determine if it is going to run into any censorship issues, you know, if it will be censored in a country, if there'll be any bad press or be a sensitive issue. And we advise our clients on that, on ways they might edit that content. We also advise them on trailers and how they might package that content, whether it's genre or proper advisories. So as an example, if say, for example, bullying and self-harm and suicide it's a very sensitive topic in New Zealand because it's a youth epidemic. And so, you know, if there's any sort of notion of self-harm or bullying, especially in an educational context in schools, then you want to make sure that you have the right advisories, whether that's on-screen display of, you know, this event might be a trigger or packaging.
Sure.
And so we help our clients do that for the titles.
And it's not always easy, is it? Sometimes it takes multiple attempts to get this right.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And working with different regulators, you know, we're in the beginning, especially when we were understanding the culture and understanding, you know, the compliance factors, it would take several rounds to get there.
So I gather you had some interesting run-in with one particular movie in Indonesia.
Oh, yes. There was a case where one of our clients, it was a romantic comedy, and it was mostly for young adults. And we sent the title to the regulator in Indonesia, and they sent it back and said, so there was this spontaneous affection in the scene, and the regulator said, you have to remove the third person, so nobody else can see any sort of affection. So we edited out the third person, we sent it back, and the regulator turned it back to us and said, the kiss is too long, it's an excessive display of affection. So our client said, well, how long can a kiss be? And we said, we don't know, but let's just shorten it, and we'll try and send it back. So they edited out that, the length of the kiss. And then lo and behold, that comes back and said, okay, there's a bowl of fruit in the background, because happened to be in the kitchen. There's a bowl of fruit in the background. That bowl of fruit needs to be moved, especially the banana has to be out of the way. There can't be anything else around this affection. And so it was quite a learning process for us, you know, and what we needed to do to comply with their standards.
I bet. Well, Teresa, this cultural tool couldn't be more appropriate at a time like today. I mean, we are living in a world of peak TV and the globalization of media with just about everybody, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, Discovery Plus, all talking about launching internationally and following through on those plans. So it must be a very exciting time for SphereX and the team.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, it's, you know, this isn't just about content classification or censorship. It's that these regulators have long reach. And so once they get you on their targets, it becomes about taxation. It becomes about local content quotas and making sure their own local environments are adequately supported. It's about consumer privacy. So you really do need to work with the regulators, understand the culture, understand what you can do to meet them halfway, and so that we can all work nicely. But yeah, it's an exciting time.
Teresa, this has been absolutely fascinating. I think you've probably opened the eyes of a lot of people in the audience who had never really thought about the cultural aspects of movies.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely an education process. And, you know, it's a black box and it's changing all the time. So yeah. I can name 7 countries right now that are doing new legislation. But yeah, it's definitely evolving.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you'll come back and talk to us again about exciting projects that you're working on in the future. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
This has been Colin Dixon with End Screen Media.